We're sitting in one of the most fascinating zoos in the entire world. It's the Bug Zoo at the Colorado State University, an entire zoo devoted to spiders, scorpions, antlions, praying mantises, and other fascinating creatures. I'm sitting here with Maya Holmes. She is the zookeeper of the Bug Zoo at CSU. What is the purpose of this Bug Zoo?
All the bugs here go with me to different places around the state to teach kids and adults too about how interesting arthropods are. So we take them to classrooms, we take them to big public events, and we talk about how fascinating they are and also what roles they play in the environment.
All these creatures, do they have names?
Most of them do have names. I don't name the big things like a whole cockroach colony. I'm not going to name the individual cockroaches. And the hermit crabs have like three names that I recycle throughout all of the hermit crabs. But all the spiders have names. The mantises have names. All of the individual animals have names.
What is the most fascinating creature in here?
Well, people are pretty interesting, and we have people in here pretty frequently. But I really like the spiders. I really like tarantulas because they live a really long time, so you get to like know their personalities. And a lot of people don't think tarantulas would have personalities, but they totally do. Like, I have 8 different tarantulas that are all the same species, and each one of them is a completely different animal than the other.
I know that you work with the Butterfly Pavilion and also our folks at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, Dr. Paula Cushing. Tell us how you work with others.
So we do a lot of different events with organizations in different communities. We just went to the Denver Fair and we had a booth there representing the university. We do a lot of different collaborations with the Butterfly Pavilion. Actually, Dr. Cushing is an associated professor here at CSU, which is pretty neat. We do collaborative breeding programs is a huge part of the collaboration that we do. And actually, my research is in collaboration with the Butterfly Pavilion as well. So they provided some of the animals for me to do research on.
Now, are you able to keep camel spiders here?
I haven't. I think I probably would be able to. They're actually kind of notoriously hard to keep in captivity because they're finicky eaters. So it's not so much of a, we can't do it because they're going to eat small children. It's more of a, I can't get them to eat problem.
What do you like about these creatures?
I really like that they're something that people live with and don't like. I think that's really fascinating that they're everywhere. There's so many different kinds of spiders and people just don't like them. And that's crazy to me because I find them completely likable and totally fascinating. And I'm so interested that other people don't see that.
Part of the reason that you name them is so that people will feel a little bit more sympathetic.
Totally, yeah. It's a completely different story than if I hold up a scorpion and I say, oh, this is like a red claw scorpion and it lives in the grasslands. Then if I say, oh, this is our red claw scorpion, Tilda, she really likes crickets. She's like a little bit of a trickster. She tries to get out all the time. If she were in the wild, this is where she'd live and this is what she'd be doing. That's a lot more engaging than just saying, here it is, just look at it. So I think the names make a big difference.
You've got some poisonous creatures here. How do you handle them for your own safety?
Actually, the only thing poisonous we have in here are the millipedes, because poison is something that you'd have to ingest. And I don't eat anything in the zoo, and I don't let any of the guests eat anything in the zoo, but we do have venomous animals. I've been in the zoo for 6 years almost, and I've never been bitten or stung by anything in here. The only times I've had incidences is actually out in the wild with wasps, but for the most part, if you treat the animals with respect and you know what is happening and you know what kind of animal it is and you are able to read what the animal's trying to tell you, there aren't any incidences. So it's been okay so far. I don't want to jinx it. But yeah, as long as you're aware of what you're working with and what people are handling, it's been fine.
In their own way, every creature is beautiful. And I think you're doing a great job helping people to see that with the different kinds of not just arachnids, but insects and other creatures you have here at the CSU Bug Zoo. What's the key to living with creatures that we find perhaps scary or maybe venomous?
I don't know if there's just one key. I think what helps me not be afraid of them is just realizing that you are constantly exposed to them. And the more that you're willingly participating and interacting with them, the less scary they become. And eventually you hit a point where you realize like I have a bunch of black widows here and they're supposed to be like these big terrifying spiders, right? And I've worked with them enough. I literally hit a point where I realized these are the clumsiest, dorkiest spiders and then they aren't scary anymore. You just see them being animals doing their own thing. They're completely unaware of you and suddenly that makes them not scary. So I think exposure and consciously going in to interact with things instead of having surprise interactions with spiders helps, and actually with all the animals in here. Like if I were to suddenly find a spider on me, it's totally different than if I see a spider and I choose to interact with it.
Well, thank you so much for your time. This place is fantastic.
Oh, thanks for coming.